The Lower North Fork fire began as a State Forest Service controlled burn to prevent wildfires. But erratic winds touched off a blaze that ended up destroying 27 homes and killing 3 people. Sam Lucas lost his parents in the fire.
You know, I'm going to miss my parents. And what I really hope is the next boulder that rolls down on a bus, the next wildfire that happens, there's not someone like me sitting in this chair.
Other victims testified about losing homes, land, and priceless heirlooms. David Cottrow says insurance policies can't replace everything, and he thinks the state never should have been doing a prescribed burn during such a dry March.
We take the risk of the natural acts of God living up there, and we know that. What I have a problem with is when it's not an act of God, and the people that we trusted and that we count on will not step up and do the right thing.
A state investigation found that the Forest Service followed normal best practices, but a host of factors led to the wildfire, including high winds and weather forecasts that weren't adequately predicted. Republican Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs says the state should accept responsibility.
The state burned your house down. The state took the life of your parents. We're sorry. Sometimes the state makes mistakes. But we have immunity. I am unwilling to do that, and I will not do that.
The Colorado Government Immunity Act caps the damages the state must pay to $600,000 per incident. Gardner says increasing that cap would be an uphill battle. Instead, he's proposing a bipartisan legislative commission to process claims. The commission would then recommend how much money to pay victims to the full legislature. Democratic Representative Daniel Kagan of Denver worries the committee could get bogged down with politics.
And I'm not sure that if I were a resident who had been affected by the fire, that I would want my claim to be heard by 6 people, 5 of whom are elected politicians during an election campaign.
Democrat Dan Pabon, also of Denver, says the claim should be handled by the courts.
And we say it with the force of law. It's not a recommendation. It's not a suggestion to another body. And we hope that you'll do what's right, and we hope that you can find funds in the budget.
Governor John Hickenlooper also opposes the commission. His spokesman says governmental immunity protects the state from unpredictable and catastrophic losses and expensive insurance policies that taxpayers would have to cover. The Republican Attorney General is also against the plan. David Blake is the Deputy Attorney General for Government Affairs. He testified that the commission would unfairly treat the fire victims differently from everyone else. He says there are a lot of tragic situations and recounts a car accident in which a government worker crashed into a motorcyclist.
The citizen sustained serious injuries, including the amputation of his lower leg, permanent disfigurement, cognitive impairments, all as a result of the accident. The citizen lost his job. As a result of losing his job, he lost his house. That person was compensated by $150,000.
But for Republican Sherry Giroux of Evergreen, who represents many of the victims, the bill is as much about the victims telling their stories.
The point of this bill for me is that I want to make sure that the people involved know that they're being heard.
And many of them did get a chance to share their experiences of loss during a several-hour hearing on Monday. The measure advanced and will next be debated on the full House floor. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.